From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and British embassies in Yemen were shut down today as a precaution, with administration officials pointing to unspecified threats by the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the same group that has been linked to the failed bombing attempt against a U.S. jetliner on Christmas Day. A senior administration official says intelligence agencies did not miss any smoking gun that could have prevented that failed attack. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
John Brennan, the president's top advisor for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, says there was information in the intelligence system that should have allowed officials to stop the botched plot. But Brennan told CNN's State of the Union there was nothing that could have led to the identification of the suspect, Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib.
There is no smoking gun piece of intelligence out there that said he was a terrorist, he was going to carry out this attack against that aircraft.
Brennan says the system failed 1 week after Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano said the airline security system had worked. Brennan says she clarified her remarks later to show she meant that it had worked after the alleged attack failed. He didn't say whether anyone was in line to be fired over what he called lapses. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Some senators from both parties are saying that no more detainees from the Guantanamo Bay facility should be transferred to Yemen, given the new concerns about Al-Qaeda activity there. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says no terrorism suspects should be sent to Yemen.
It would be irresponsible to take any of the Yemeni detainees in Guantanamo and send them back to Yemen. We know from past experience that some of them will be back in the fight against us.
Lieberman was on ABC's This Week. The head of the House Homeland Security Intelligence Subcommittee, Jane Harman of California, agreed but said she still supports President Obama's decision to close down the Guantanamo Bay facility. The Federal Reserve's top two policymakers are giving no indication that the Fed will be tightening credit anytime soon, but they're not ruling it out either, if necessary, to head off another speculative surge. They were speaking at the American Economic Association in Atlanta, as Steve Beckner reports.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said that at some point, the Fed will have to normalize its balance sheet, which has been swollen to more than twice its normal size through heavy Fed lending and asset purchases during the financial crisis and recession. He said the Fed has a plan for exiting its easy money policy, which has kept short-term interest rates near zero for more than a year, but he stressed it will only raise rates when the time comes. For now, he said the economy is only beginning to recover. Meanwhile, he dismissed concerns about the value of the dollar. Fed Vice Chairman Don Cohn said recovery is apt to be gradual, that unemployment will likely be slow to fall, and that inflation will stay quite subdued. So he repeated the Fed's expectation that rates will stay exceptionally low for an extended period. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Atlanta.
This is NPR News. At least four people have been killed in two separate avalanche incidents in the Swiss Alps today. One avalanche hit a group of skiers who were in a valley south of the capital Bern. Then when rescuers came to their assistance, they were hit by a second avalanche. Another avalanche hit a man in a separate incident. The Indianapolis Colts lost their second straight game today after winning 14 straight, but it was a game that did not affect their playoff status, and quarterback Peyton Manning and other starters did not play again. The Colts' decision to have its starters sit out has prompted a review by the NFL, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league's competition committee will look into the issue. He said the league is sensitive to criticism that the Colts are using backup players now that it's already clinched home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. He says the competition committee will review league policy on the matter. NFL purists were offended last week when Colts coach Jim Caldwell pulled Manning and other starting players from the field during a game with the New York Jets. The Colts lost the game, giving up their chance for a perfect season. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Barack Obama has spent part of his last day in Hawaii reading intelligence assessments and asking advisors about terrorism threats to the U.S. Mr. Obama and his family are set to leave for Washington this evening. His 11-day trip to the state where he was born and grew up was not a complete break from work. The president's holiday vacation was delayed by a Senate vote on health care legislation and then interrupted by the failed Christmas Day bomb attack against a U.S. jetliner. Still, Mr. Obama managed to play tennis and golf, to attend a luau, and to take his daughters to movies and to treat them to shave ice. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.